It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I've always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Doing some painting in here. Yeah, we've been working on it all weekend, Bob Trow and I. I have these things that cover my clothes. Coveralls, they're called. Yeah, because they cover all, supposedly. And then these drop cloths, Bob had all of these, so we put them so that the paint doesn't get on the floor near the place that we're painting. I will not be putting on these today, no, because I have a pair of painting shoes, old sneakers. See all the paint on them? Yeah, well, that's what I use when I do some painting. Did your mom or dad ever paint any of the walls in your house? Or do they ever ask another grown-up to come to help them with painting? Well, painting's a grown-up thing, the kind that you do on walls. Yeah, but I thought you might like to see some of this, so I just saved some. Here's the paint in here. Now I have this masking tape along here so that in case I should get some paint on the side, it won't go on the wood. See down here? Right underneath this tape is the wood. And I don't want to get blue on that wood. So I'll just keep that right along there. All set for us to put some paint on. I need a very small brush to go around edges like this. And if I do get some paint on the tape, it won't matter. I'll pull the tape off later. There. See how I needed that little brush to get just into the corner there, just right. I couldn't have done it with a great big brush. No, I would have gotten the paint all over the place. And there are things that little brushes can do that big brushes can't. Just like little children. There are things that little children do well that big people don't do well. No, who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it anywhere. Who can wake up every morning and be ready to feel all safe and strong. You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it all life long. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, eat an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it all life long. Safe and strong, you're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long. When your parents have the walls newly painted in their house, do they ask you not to put your hands on the walls when they're newly painted? That they tell you, don't put them on the walls. Well, that's because they want you to have a nice home. Sure, I don't want you to put your hands on newly painted walls either. No, one time I did it, and my parents were really angry, and I wished that I hadn't done it. No, there are other things that are more fun than that. Why don't we have some make-believe? I think we'll just use our pretend telescope, all right? Let's pretend that Handyman Negri is painting the M room in the castle. All right, you know, M for the make-believe sweethearts. And he finds something in his paint can, something for X the owl. Let's just use our pretend telescope. Oh, hello there, Handy.
Oh, hi, X.
Yeah, I was just listening to the girls.
Yeah, the make-believe sweethearts.
Right.
You know, I've been just getting the M room ready for them.
Well, you look like you've been painting. Oh, they sound pretty good, don't you think?
Yeah, they sure do.
A little better, anyway.
Oh, you know, but the reason I came over to the tree was to bring you this envelope.
An envelope?
Yeah, and I found it in this paint can.
A message to me in a paint can?
Yeah, X. How do you suppose it ever got in there?
Oh, nifty galifty. Only one way. There's only one way it could have gotten in there.
What's that, X?
My good old school. My good old OCS. Open it up for me, will you?
Oh, okay, sure.
Owl Correspondence School, dear OCS, I've got a lesson in.
Okay, X.
Yeah?
Here's what it says. Your next OCS lesson will come on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
The title of the lesson will be 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
What does that mean?
Well, it means counting by twos, X.
By twos?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I don't understand.
Look at my fingers. You know, if I were going to count by one,
yeah,
I would say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Now, if I were going to count them by twos, I'd go 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Well, that's an interesting idea. Wonder what my lesson will be when they send it.
Well, you'll probably find out on Wednesday, but right now I've got to get back to my painting.
Okay, Handy. Well, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 to you.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10 to you, Rick.
Okay.
See you later.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wednesday. Have to wait till then. Well, while I'm waiting for my lesson, I wonder if those make-believe sweethearts would need any help from me. They are sounding pretty good. I'll just go on over there.
On a mountain stands a lady. Who she is, I do not know. All she wants is gold and silver. All she needs is a good shampoo. All she needs is a good shampoo. A good shampoo.
Hey, you all are really a lot better.
Thanks, sweetie. What did you expect?
Well, I do expect that I'd like to do anything I could to help you get ready for your concert.
Isn't that nice?
Well, how about some help with the tickets?
Sure. I'll print them up for you. How many do you need?
Oh, great. Well, I have all these people who want to come. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lady Evelina, could we count them by twos?
Oh, sure. Go right ahead.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
That's fine.
Well, I'm getting a lesson from my OCS all about that kind of counting. I don't know what the lesson will say, but...
Well, you're using it well, whatever it is.
Yeah. That counting by twos is a good thing to learn. I should know.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
Oh, that's easy. Let's do it backwards.
Okay.
10, 8, 6, 4, 2.
That's harder than I thought.
I say.
Listen, you girls, I'm really proud of you.
Do you want to hear another song?
Sure.
How about Good Feeling Girl?
Oh, good. Let's do Good Feeling.
Okay, sure.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know you're a feeling you know you're a feeling you know you're
Four, six, eight, ten. X has learned something already just by the name of his new course. Yeah, I want to show you something, too. You know, I used this brush to paint a little bit around the window here, but I want to show you how you paint with a roller. Have you ever seen a roller? This is what a roller looks like for painting. You put the paint in there. Well, wait a minute, I'll show it to you. First, I need a ladder. Take a look here and see where Bob Trow and I stopped on our roller painting on this wall. Can you see where we stopped? Right here. This is the part that needs painting now. I'm going to do that with a roller. See, what you do is to dip the roller in the paint like that and then squeeze off the excess paint. how it rolls? Well, that's called a roller. I won't get too near the window over there because I want to use a little brush for that side of the window. Coming. Just a second. Coming, whoever you are. Hello? Oh, Bob. Yeah, I was just doing that wall over by the door. No, not too much left in that one can. Well, let me check. Just a second. That's Bob Trow. He wants to know how much paint I have in this can. Not very much. Just about a quarter full. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, fine. Yeah, I'd like to. Sure. Bye-bye. He's over there mixing some paint, and he said if we didn't have enough, just to bring this one along. And I'd like to show you how he mixes paint anyway. Yeah. Shall we go over to Bob Trow's workshop? Okay. He has this machine that jiggles it, you know. Come along. That you gave me really worked fine.
Good.
And I used that and also the roller.
For the trim work, you mean?
Yeah.
Good.
Now, roller on the side.
I try to work ahead here a little bit so we wouldn't waste much time. If you're working on the trim work, that'll help a lot, too. Let's see how close we are here. Oh, I'm way off.
That needs to be darker, doesn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to have to add some black. Black, black, black. That must be it. Mm-hmm.
Can I help you?
Yeah. Just hold that can like about like there. And we'll add as much as we think it'll take. Let's see, it might take one tube. And it might take two.
That's how you make the paint darker, is to add black.
Mm-hmm. There's one tube. Now, see, sometimes if there's a little bit left, you can use that just to make the difference in another mix. Now, let's just use about half of this one. I think we might have it. That should do it.
Can I mix it for you?
One of those stirs, and it'll take less time on the machine that way, Fred.
Nice to see it get mixed up, too.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty. Looks like a marble cake.
Mm-hmm. It's getting closer to it. I'd like to show my friends that machine that you use anyway.
All right. Get the lid on here nice and tight so we don't lose any paint. I'd like a drum. That holds that side, and this latch locks it in.
Why don't you use this other one over here?
Well, you only do that when you're using two cans, Fred.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And we'll just turn her on here. The machine looks like it's saying no.
I think that'll do it.
See, now, inside that can, the paint will be just going back and forth, shaking back and forth.
Get ready. Get set.
Let's see. Pretty good?
Yep. Bit darker. Of course, this, when this dries, it'll be darker.
Will it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you have to allow for that then.
Right. So I think that'll be close enough. I really do.
See, this wet makes it lighter.
Sure. See how much lighter that is?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine.
I don't think you'll have any trouble with that. There you are, sir.
Thank you kindly.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you, you're going to need some more masking tape. If you're working on the trim, you're going to need lots of masking tape.
Okay.
I saw some kids. Let me show you this.
What?
Thank you. Find a piece of scrap paper. Yeah, here's some. I want some. Oh, just set those right down there, Fred. Just a second. Okay. Put down there. Just hold the phone. Okay. I was watching these kids, and they had masking tape, and they were doing something like this. They were making designs with the masking tape.
You mean on paper?
Mm-hmm. Just like I'm doing here.
That looks like an X.
Yeah, it is an X. We might get a complicated X. Where's that paint? I think there's enough left on this brush here. See this? They had a lot of fun. They were making circles like this. Now what they did. Now you take one off. See the design they got?
It's a great design.
They were making all kinds of designs they get. I get a big kick out of watching them.
I can see why. Thanks and farewell. See you later.
So long, Fred. I'll be over later.
I have two. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Two. Yeah. Oh, but I forgot that tape, that masking tape. Well, I'm not going to go back there. I'll just call him. I have a little left anyway. Bob, it's Fred. Yeah, I just got back and realized I'd forgotten that tape. Okay. You have enough to do me for now. Fine. See you later. All right, goodbye. I want to do a little more of this rolling here. Finish off this one wall if I can. See why we have the drop cloth there. He was right. It is a little lighter before it dries. these tough places here I'm going to have to do with that small brush. Oh, my, I have to go. I didn't realize how late it was. I have something else to do before I come back here and paint tonight. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you, this is making quite a difference in here. Quite a change. Yeah, I wouldn't want you to change like that. No. No, the people who love you know you by the color of your skin, the color of your eyes, feel of your hair, the sound of your voice. I'm glad of that because I like you just the way you are. Sure, I like the way you're growing and all that, but I'm glad you'll always be you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. Growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. When we visit together tomorrow, this will all be finished, because Bob and I will finish it tonight. Yeah, and we'll be thinking about you. I like you just the way you are. Bye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.